I was actually sent there to win the war. After the United States, we invaded Iraq in 2003, and by 2009, when I arrived, the sense was that actually blowing people up was not going to actually convince the Iraqis that we were their friends and that they should start to sort of subscribe to America's view of life in the Middle East. We felt that if we were to rebuild their essential services, their water, their sewer, their electricity, maybe put some schools up, give out some treats to the kids, that we would actually win over the hearts and minds more successfully than the military activities had been. That was the goal, was actually to win the war.
And what were some of the projects that you saw, too, while you were there?
One of the problems with the whole reconstruction was that there was never any consistency to it, never any connectivity to it. We would jerk around from thing to thing to thing. One week, the emphasis would be on agriculture because the Secretary of Agriculture was going to make a speech and needed some happy talk stories. The next week after that, someone would wake up and say, well, we've just got a new ambassador for women's affairs, so we have to find some way to empower women. Let's do that for a little while. Oh, stop, wait a minute. Don't do too many more of those because we now are switching over to water. Because we were always chasing after some image, some mirage in the desert, if you will, where we never had a focus, we never had a plan, and many of the things that urgently needed our help were networked problems, a water system, a sewer system, an electrical grid. You couldn't just fix one thing. You had to fix the thing upstream, you had to fix the thing downstream to have any chance at all of doing any good for the people. Without leadership, without planning, and with this herky-jerky approach to things, we could never succeed in the networked approach that was necessary to actually help the Iraqi people.